Welcome to the Gregory Neesmith Show, where we get personal about the news and the culture. Shout out to the underdogs, to my people, and even the occasional Trump supporter that might have accidentally found the show. I appreciate you all. Because you know what we do here? We take politics, we take culture, and personal development. We put it in a blender, mix it all up, and it spits out a special delivery of underdog stuff. You know, we get into the uns here. The unavoidable, the unjust, the underrated, the unsaid, the uninhibited, the unconventional. You get it by now, underdog stuff. And let me put this disclaimer out here right now, especially if this is your first time listening to the program. And if it's not your first time, I appreciate all of you who've gone on the journey with the Gregory Neesmith Show. We've been doing this for a little over a year now. But for those of you who might be new, quick disclaimer, this ain't CNN. This ain't Hot 97. This ain't Fox News. This ain't MSNBC. Not that there's anything wrong with that. But oftentimes they cover the news and they commentate about it. But here at the Gregory Neesmith Show, we do that. Plus, we get personal about it. Let's get personal about the news and the culture. With that, this show ain't no fun without you coming along on the ride. Mr. Telephone Man, there's nothing wrong with this line. If you dial 212-650-6903, I'm going to pick up every time. And for those of you who are into this whole technology thing, and we're going to talk a little tech at some point in the show. For those of you who like to let your fingers do the walking, let your fingers do the talking, you can go to the Facebook Live of this show at facebook.com/Gregory Neesmith. That's GREGORYNESMITH. And as always, I will look to read your comments throughout the show, and they will also be featured on a podcast, because this ain't just a radio show. We got a podcast available on iTunes, Podomatic, Stitcher, Google Play, all the places you love to listen to podcasts. Also, we have a YouTube channel. Also, there's an article series. It's a movement. But one of my favorite things to do as part of the Gregory Neesmith Show, as part of Underdog Stuff, part of this whole journey of how do we rediscover how special we are in the world, one of my favorite things is this show, because it's me and you. And today, I got a couple things on my mind. And I'm not even sure if 2 hours is going to be enough time. We might need 3-4 hours to get through some of the stuff that's been on my mind this week. But this is what's been on my mind. Are you kidding me? That's one. Remixes. That's two. And I'm sprung. Dog, she got me. Got me doing things I never do. If you ain't been, I'm telling you. It's spring. And love is in the air, too. We're going to get to it all. And this whole idea of are you kidding me? It's because there's been a lot of stuff going on recently with kids, with young adults, with the youth. So we're going to talk about it. Especially because some of these kids lately have been showing up and showing out. Like this young lady from the March for Our Lives.
My friends and I might still be 11, and we might still be in elementary school, but we know. We know life isn't equal for everyone, and we know what is right and wrong. We also know that we stand in the shadow of the Capitol, and we know that we have 7 short years until we too have the right to vote. So I'm here today to honor the words of Toni Morrison. If there is a book that you want to read, but it hasn't been written yet, you must be the one to write it. I urge everyone here and everyone who hears my voice to join me in telling the stories that aren't told. To honor the girls, the women of color who were murdered at disproportionate rates in this nation. I urge each of you to help me write the narrative for this world and understand so that these girls and women are never forgotten. Thank you.
And that was 11-year-old Naomi Wadler at the protest called March for Our Lives in D.C. and also happened around the country We're going to get into that today. But of course, I love it when the kids are showing up and showing out. And as you know, of all the underdogs in the world, one of the largest populations of underdogs are kids. Because at the mercy of us adults and some things we do and don't do. But we'll get into it. Today's show, Are You Kidding Me? A lot of kids and youth themes going out throughout the show today. Remixes. And I'm Sprung. Dog, she got me. Got me doing things I never thought I'd do. If you ain't been, I'm telling you. We're going to talk about spring fever, love is in the air. We're going to get to all of it. But as always, we start off every show with the unavoidable news stories of the week. This is one unavoidable news story that I'm not going to talk about today. I'm going to play this clip and then we're moving on.
The president has addressed these directly and made very well clear that none of these allegations are true. This case has already been won in arbitration, and anything beyond that, I would refer you to the president's outside counsel.
You said that there's arbitration that's already been won? By whom and when?
By the president's personal attorneys, and for details on that, I would refer you to them.
But you're aware of them, so what more can you share with us?
I can share that that the arbitration was won in the president's favor, and I would refer you to the president's outside counsel on any details beyond that.
Okay, that's it. I'm not talking about Stormy Daniels this week or Donald Trump. If you want to hear my thoughts on it, I got a podcast. Search the Gregory Neesmith Show on iTunes, Podomatic, Stitcher, Google Play, and look for an episode called Stormy Weather. She's going to be speaking on 60 Minutes, some other stuff this week. I'm sure it'll be back in the news, but I'm not talking about it today. Staying focused. But I'm going to talk about this. You know, before I got into this whole radio thing and entrepreneur stuff and creating content, and I just realized that actually we're starting the show and I never even introduced myself. Hi, my name is Gregory. I'm the host of the Gregory Neesmith Show. I'm an entrepreneur, content creator, leadership coach, business consultant, a bunch of stuff. But when it's all said and done, I'm into spreading special stuff. And this is one of my favorite things to do here. What we're doing for the next 2 hours. With that, though, before I started this whole journey, I spent 16 years in business. Running companies both here in the U.S. and around the world. Marketing, managing P&Ls, consumer insights, all that stuff. And I'll never forget, I came across this mantra, this quote, this saying, and it was grow or die. The mantra inside the business world that I came across early in my career, this idea of grow or die. And I remember thinking that's a bit extreme, ain't it? I mean, why we gotta die if we ain't growing? It just, I'm like, dang, that seems rough. But then I started to think about it. Who remembers going to Blockbuster? And now what? Gone. Who remembers MySpace? Before Facebook came along. What happened to MySpace? Gone. And who remembers this?
I don't want to grow up.
Toys R Us, gone! Now all of a sudden, that term I learned years ago in the business world of grow or die starts to make a little bit more sense, because if you aren't growing, you might end up gone. And a piece of my childhood is now officially gone. Back in September of last year, Toys R Us announced that it was filing for bankruptcy. Some restructuring was going on. They were going to like try to pay back some debt. They were going to close half their stores, but they were going to keep on keeping on. Keep trying to sell a bunch of us toys. And it turns out this month, they've now decided to liquidate all their stores. And Toys R Us is now about to be gone. Who remembers going to Toys R Us growing up? Or who remembers right now, if you happen to have kids, taking them to Toys R Us? It's always interesting for me to hear from people what was their favorite toy or gadget growing up? What was your favorite toy or gadget growing up? And then now, even as adults, we still enjoy playing with toys and gadgets. What's your favorite toy or gadget as an adult? And by the way, this is a PG program. So please, if you're answering or calling in or you're answering online, PG, rated G, favorite toys and gadgets. Now, favorite toys and gadgets when you're growing up. Me, I think it was G.I. Joe. It's one of my favorite toys or gadgets growing up. Playing with those little action figures. What about you? And then best favorite toy or gadget now? Unfortunately, I think my favorite toy or gadget now might be my iPhone. Which might even be bad for my health as much as I spend so much time on that thing. Let me know. With that, let me just go to the Facebook Live real quick and say a couple shout outs. Shout out to Mr. Gardner Douglas, who says, tell him how you feel. I'm going to do that. And I want you to tell me how you feel, too. And shout out to Daryl, who says, what council are we supposed to speak to? He fired Dowd. I didn't even have him in my bracket. And I think Dowd's referring to potentially some of the stuff going on with the stormy weather at the White House. With that, though, let me know, what was your favorite toy or gadget growing up? What's your favorite toy or gadget now? Toys R Us is gone because they didn't grow. So now they are dying. And so for those who are a lot of underdogs out here in the side hustles, they got a lot of stuff going on. Man, if you're not growing, you might be dying. So make sure you stay on it and stay innovating. Supposedly, they were saying Toys R Us lost its way because it had too much debt. So hopefully you don't have too much debt in your own life, your personal life, your business life. They said also competitors came at them. If you're not innovating, you know, people pass you by. And then also, you know, it's just a different time now. The dot-coms, people buy toys at Walmart, Target, all types of places like that. Buy stuff online at Amazon. So, underdogs, if you're not growing, you could end up gone. All right, other unavoidable news of the week. And later on in the show, actually, I do want to talk about, speaking of kids and toys and things like that, and today's theme of Are You Kidding Me? Remixes and I'm Sprung. I do want to talk about some of the things we learned as kids that we might want to unlearn, and then some things that we did as kids that would probably help us now if we did them still as adults. And we'll get to that later in the show. All right. On to more unavoidable news of the week. You ever remember when you were a kid and you had those friends that you would tell them a secret? You might tell them something like, hey, you know, I like such and such or so and so. And then like a day later, so-and-so comes over to you and says, I heard you like me. And you're like, what? How'd you hear that? I hated friends who couldn't keep a secret. Or you did something and you told your friend, don't tell anybody. And then they told your parents or told the teacher and you're like, tattletale. Hated friends who were tattletales, couldn't keep a secret. Keep my stuff private. Well, fast forward to your adult life now. And turns out there might be someone else who might be like one of those kids who just can't keep a secret.
So in 2015, some journalists from The Guardian told us that they had seen or had some evidence that data that this app developer, Alexander Kogan, who built this personality quiz app and a bunch of people used it and shared data with it, had sold that data to Cambridge Analytica and a few other firms. And when we heard that, and that's against the policies, right? I mean, you can't share data in a way that people don't know or don't consent to. We immediately banned Kogan's app. And further, we made it so that Kogan and Cambridge Analytica and the other folks with whom we shared the data, we asked for a formal certification that they had none of the data from anyone in the Facebook community, that they deleted it if they had it, and that they weren't using it. And they all provided that certification. So as far as we understood around the time of that episode, there was no data out there.
Is Mark Zuckerberg that friend when you were growing up that now you can't trust? He can't keep a secret? Can't keep all your personal information private? Is he a tattletale? Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook in some trouble. By the way, if you're thinking about, like, cutting your Facebook, getting off, at least wait till, you know, 2, and, you know, keep watching on the Facebook Live, facebook.com/GregoryNeesmith. You know, it's all good. But Facebook in trouble. It seems that Facebook potentially violated a 2001 consumer consent agreement on how it would handle user data and how it would notify us users of any changes it might make to that policy. And supposedly, they are also being investigated for allowing this firm called Cambridge Analytica to access some of Facebook users' data. That could be your data, my data, our data. And all this was related to some of the stuff going on with the Trump campaign and them using data, consumer data, to target voters. And some even think that it helped sway the election. So some people are saying that maybe that tattletale friend, that friend who couldn't keep our secrets, keep our stuff private, that Facebook, say it ain't so, Mark Zuckerberg, Mr. To the Left, Mr. Democrat, Mark Zuckerberg might have, supposedly, they're saying. I don't think this is the case, but they're trying to say that maybe Facebook, along with this company, Cambridge Analytica, helped Donald Trump become president. Say it ain't so. Just some of the unavoidable news going on this week. Stormy weather still going on. Toys R Us, I don't want to grow up. Toys R Us, they didn't grow, so they're dead, they're gone. What's your favorite toy when you were growing up? What's your favorite toy gadget now? And please keep it PG on what your favorite toy gadget is right now. And supposedly, Facebook out here telling people our business. Now, with that said, though, this story feels a little shaky to me, because weren't we talking about in 2008 and 2012 how we were so, and when I say we, for those who may lean to the left, we're so proud of the Obama campaign for all the work they did with social media and data mining and how they were able to target us and get everyone out to vote. People seem to love data mining and Facebook and other social media sites giving up the goods on us. But now all of a sudden, folks mad. Is it hypocrisy? We don't like it anymore, because if you lean to the left, you mad because Trump won using social media and data mining and Cambridge Analytics, and Facebook is now that friend that we grew up with who used to tell our business. I'm just saying, sometimes we get real situational as underdogs out here. Let me know your thoughts. We're going to take a quick break, come back with a couple more unavoidable news stories of the week. Then we're going to get into the meat of the show, which is, are you kidding me? And there's a lot of stuff we can learn and unlearn from when we were kids and from kids today. March for Our Lives happened. It's still Women's History Month. We're going to shout out some women today. Also, there's this thing, Russia investigations going on. And still, also, I want to talk about springtime. Love is in the air. I'm sprung. Dog, she got me. Got me doing things I'd never do. If you ain't been, I'm telling you. More of the Gregory Neesmith Show. Your phone calls at 212-650-6903. Or your online comments, which I'm going to read after the break, at facebook.com/Gregory Neesmith. You listen to the Gregory Neesmith Show. Let's get personal about the news and the culture. More after this quick break. Welcome back to the Gregory Neesmith Show. Let's get personal about the news and the culture. Today's episode, we've done this 65 times. You know, 65 is when you get to retire, but we ain't retiring. We just getting started. And today's episode's theme is, are you kidding me? That's one. Remixes. That's two. And I'm sprung. That's three. And somehow, before this is all said and done, it'll all make sense. As most of you know, at the start of the year, we kind of got our mojo. We got our focus. I think we kind of honed in on, like, what's this show about? Why listen to this show versus another show versus that show versus this show? And what we said is, this show is a mix of politics, of culture, and personal development. We put it in a blender and it spits out a special delivery underdog stuff. And so, as a result, start of the year, one of the things that's in the culture is this whole new you, new year, new me, new you, new us, all that stuff. And I said to you, I wasn't going to talk New Year's resolutions at the start of the year. Why? Because according to U.S. News and World Reports, 80% of New Year's resolutions fail before spring even gets here. Gone. Resolutions written down out the door by the time we get to March. And so I said, I'm not going to talk about them until we get to like spring. Because I'm like, now people be ready to listen about resolutions and stuff like that. Because whatever they've been doing may not have worked. And so I came out with an article called Your Mama Therapy and 2008 Failed Resolutions, up on my LinkedIn page and hopefully eventually up on my website, which is coming soon. I think May 1st is when we'll drop the official Gregory Neesmith website. But with that said, I had three things I think we should try out. And these are three things that I've done to help me actually have a good start to the year and not get so caught up in resolutions. You know, underdogs, we can't, you know, our lives aren't as neat and traditional. Most of us don't have 9-to-5s. Most of us don't have this pretty little calendar where every 12 months, everything we did is complete and then we can start anew. Like, no, don't let the calendar mess you up. Underdogs, we're on our own journey. So I said there were three things we could do at the start of the year that have actually nothing to do with creating new resolutions. One of them was see your doctor. And like I said, I'm not one of those dudes throwing stones from a glass house. I've been there before and not going to regularly see my doctor. But I always think one of the best ways to start off a new year is make sure your health is good. Because ain't a single resolution going to pop off without your health. So that's one. Number two was don't call your mama. Don't call your mama and them. That was the number two thing I said to do. Instead of doing a new resolution, don't call your mama and them. And what I mean by that is it's cool to have the support of our loved ones. But oftentimes, it's even better to have, in addition to that, the support of professionals, right? If your car breaks down, you ain't calling your uncle, especially if he ain't a mechanic. If you need your roof fixed, you ain't calling your mom if she ain't a roofer. And so if you want to get some assistance with your mental health, with your emotional health, which I've been there, and I think it's something that's always an ongoing journey, get a therapist. Get a coach. Think about it. For our bodies, most of us don't get our exercise advice from our parents. We go see personal trainers. We go take classes. We go to the gym. And so I'm a big believer, and it's worked for me, that in addition to my family and friends, I get to have emotional and mental support from professionals like therapists and coaches. And those were two of the things I said, do those things before you do any new resolutions. But the third thing I said, to kick off the year, especially since 80% of resolutions fail, is to remix your resolutions. And what I mean by that were the three C's. What things am I going to cut out my life? What things am I going to complete? And what things am I going to continue to do? So for example, I want to get into better shape, but I'm still eating a lot of fried foods and desserts. I get to cut that. Or complete. I want to be great with money this year, but yet I still got to do my taxes from the past couple years. Got to complete that. And then continue. Before I start writing a list of all the new resolutions, how about I continue working on being the best host of the Gregory Neesmith Show I can be? How about I continue to write the new article series that I just started? There's a lot of things I got to continue. Like I said, you know, I'm a big basketball fan. Kevin Durant's one of my favorite ball players. Took him 9 years to become an NBA champion. I'm almost certain he had the same resolution for the past 9 years, become a champion. And speaking of growing or dying and Blockbuster being gone, Toys R Us being gone, I'm sure Amazon had the same resolution, be the number one retailer in the world or in the U.S. for 10 plus years until it finally happened. So with that, in the spirit of today's show, we talk politics, culture, and personal development, put it in the blender, give you special delivery underdog stuff. We're going to do a little cutting, completing, and continuing around what's going on in the world in politics and the news, and then also in our personal lives. And also, I want to hear from you today. What are some of the things you're going to do as we spring forward that you're going to cut, complete, or continue? All right. One of the things that I'm going to cut out my life this spring is I'm going to cut listening to this woman, because I think sometimes we let things get into our emotions, get into our psyche, and sometimes just things, they just aren't worth it anymore. We should just cut them. And you know what I'm going to cut? I'm going to cut this woman out of my life because it's just not working for me anymore.
No, I don't. I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm not sure. We don't know. I'm not aware of that. I'm not aware of any specific. I'm not sure. I'm not sure about the specifics. I don't know. I'm not aware of that. I'd have to check on that and get back to you. I'd have to get back to you on that. I'd have to certainly check into that. I'd have to check on that and get back to you. It's something I'd have to check into and get back to you. We'll try to look into that. I'd have to look into that. We will certainly let you know. I'll let you know. I'll let you know. We'll let you know. I hate to sound like a broken record. I'll let you know. We'll let you know. We'll let you guys know. We'll let you know. We'll let you know. We'll certainly let you know. Let you know if that's going to happen. I'll certainly keep you posted. We'll keep you posted. I'll circle back with you. We'll continue to keep you guys updated.
I'm going to cut Sarah Huckabee Sanders out of my life for my mental sanity. Have you ever tried to watch those White House daily press briefings where reporters ask her questions and she basically doesn't answer them? I'm cutting it out of my life. It's not productive anymore. It's not useful. It's wasting my time. What are you going to cut? Do you have people who just be talking? You know, there's talkers and doers out there. You have people just be talking and talking, and you should probably just let it go. Let them go. Like, they just talking. Ain't doing nothing. Just running around in circles. I'm cutting Sarah Huckabee Sanders out of my life. Or at least I'm cutting out the daily press briefings. I can go read about politics and the news and Donald Trump without listening to that. Also, I love that Mirtho earlier in the show when we talked about Toys R Us and one of the unavoidable news stories of the week. And we talked about favorite toys or gadgets growing up. And then we talked about favorite toys or gadgets as we gotten older. And Mirtho said one of his was his phone. And I even said that too. One of my favorite toys or gadgets now as I'm older is my phone. And when I was growing up, it was like G.I. Joe action figures. But now it's my phone. And in the spirit of, are you kidding me? There are some good toys when we were younger. You know, I think things like skateboards and basketballs and things that got us out the house, things that allowed us to be active. Those were probably like good toys, things that allowed us to use our imaginations, crayons and things like that, drawing stuff, writing stuff, probably good stuff. Good for the soul, good for the brain, good for the cognitive skills. And then, when we were younger, there were probably some toys and gadgets that weren't as good for us, or at least the overuse of them could be a little, you know, challenging. I enjoy playing video games. But too much video games meant that I was sitting still all day, not getting out the house, staring at a screen over and over and over again. Probably, not that it's bad, but too much of it probably wasn't good. And then that brings me to today. These phones, man, my phone is like, it's magic, right? It's a camera. It's a recorder. It's a connector. It has information. It's like an encyclopedia. I can Google stuff. It's a map. It can give me a car, Uber. Like, it's amazing. And then at the same time, if I use it too much, it may not be that amazing.
5 to 10% of internet users are actually unable to control how much time they spend online. Though it's a psychological addiction as opposed to a substance addiction, brain scans of these people actually show a similar impairment of regions that those with drug dependence have. Specifically, there's a clear degradation of white matter in the regions that control emotional processing, attention, and decision making.
What? It's springtime. Our resolutions might not have worked out. We're trying to spring forward. We're trying to figure out what we're going to cut, continue, and complete. And I'm saying I'm cutting Sarah Huckabee Sanders out of my life. And should I actually cut my phone, the internet, and social media out of my life?
You might think that those who use social media or constantly switch between work and websites are better at multitasking, but studies have found that when comparing heavy media users to others, they perform much worse during task switching tests. Increased multitasking online reduces your brain's ability to filter out interferences and can even make it harder for your brain to commit information to memory.
What? It's been shown that sitting is one of the most worst things we can do for our health. It's been compared to smoking. That's crazy that just sitting still, staring at our phones, could be one of the worst things we can do for our health. The American Academy of Pediatrics has warned about the potential negative effects that social media has on our kids and our teens. It's also been shown that there are risks for adults as well. Here are some of the things that research has shown about social media. It can be addictive. Studies have shown that social media users can show signs of addiction along with signs of withdrawal. Also, social media can trigger more sadness and less well-being. It has been shown that social media use is linked to greater feelings of social isolation. Also, the more we use social media, the less happy we seem. This ain't good. And another impact of social media can be comparing our lives with others in mentally unhealthy ways. It is only normal to compare what you see on the internet to our lives. And it seems that any kind of comparison on social media is linked to depressive symptoms. Also, it can lead to jealousy. Also, we can get caught up in the delusion of thinking it will help. And so we keep coming back to social media for more. And then we come back for more. And then we get all those other things I just named. Who's cutting social media or using their phone out of their life as they think about new things they're going to spring forward? And if you're not going to cut it, are you going to at least reduce it? Because, man, this thing's crazy. And then speaking of the theme of Are You Kidding Me? And we still got to talk about what the youth and the kids have been doing lately related to gun violence and school safety. We're going to get to that in a second. Turns out this fun toy or gadget that we can no longer get at Toys R Us because they gone, but we can get other places, might have some bad effects on us.
The use of social media in teens and young adults is becoming increasingly more popular. The more types of social networking we have available, the more time we waste and the more dependent we become on them. Social media begins to infect the minds of younger generations and slowly show effects in older generations as well. Children are becoming more and more exposed to social media because of older siblings, friends, and family. Kids are starting to use social networking at younger ages, which is causing a shortened childhood. The internet is becoming a scary and unsafe place to the point where parents are restricting their children's internet use. There are many dangers associated with social media. Cyberbullying, sexting, and cyberstalking are all threats social media impose to teens and young adults. Posting content online is also a concern because once it's on the internet, it's there forever.
Are you kidding me? Toys R Us gone! And it turns out that nowadays, when I was younger, my favorite toy gadget was G.I. Joe action figures or basketball because I can go out and play. Now as an adult, one of my favorite toys or gadgets is a phone. And it turns out that I'm sure for a lot of kids and also for us adults, our favorite toy or gadget is a phone too. And what are we doing? We're on social media, being depressed, getting addicted. It's springtime, time for new things. We get to spring forward. What are you going to cut, complete, and continue? Forget about new resolutions. What you cutting right now? We're talking about things we're going to cut. I'm cutting Sarah Huckabee Sanders out of my life. She'd be talking in circles at those press briefings. And I'm considering, how do I cut or at least reduce how much I'm playing and interacting with this phone, which is right now my favorite toy gadget? Turns out that this phone thing might not be too good for me. Might not be too good for you. I just saw on the Facebook Live, shout out to Nicole Renee. She said one of the things she's going to cut this spring is her cable. And I love that because in the spirit of, if you want to consume more, you get to then create less. And so not having the TV on, sometimes just playing in the background, playing in our subconscious, allows us to do other things. Maybe you'll make a phone call. Maybe you'll read a book. Maybe you'll go hang out with a friend. Maybe you'll just sit still and breathe. And just take in the moment. What are you going to cut this spring? What are you cutting? We still got to talk about what we're going to complete and what we're going to continue. Because we ain't messing with New Year's resolutions, underdogs. 80% of them have failed already by now anyway. There's plenty of stuff to work on before we talk about adding to the list. Let me go to the phone lines. Name it, where you calling from.
Hi, it's Deborah.
Deborah from Manhattan, talk to me.
You know what? I don't understand. Sometimes I see parents, and especially in the morning, and they take their phone and or they'll take their they'll have their phone, and then they'll give the child their toy, their electronic toy.
Mm.
And then they turn it on, and they can be in a carriage. I mean, they come out of the womb knowing how to work these things. So she's got her thing, the baby's got their thing, and nobody's talking.
Mm.
Has it ever occurred to you to, like, say a couple of words to this child?
So, Deborah, what I don't get, though, is it seems like it's no longer just a rumor, right? What you're saying, what I'm saying, we're not speculating that this seems off or bad for us, but yet no one's really doing anything about it. Like, it's just happening literally right before our eyes every day.
To me, it's almost like their minds, it's like people's minds are being erased.
And let's
say, for instance, you have an old blackboard, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you put all of this chalk on the blackboard. And you write all of these things on the blackboard, all of these things that you've learned, and then you put the blackboard somewhere, and then you start to see it slowly. You start to see the chalk slowly being blown off of the chalkboard. Maybe, you know, like, almost like wind, you know. And then, you know, you come back in maybe another week or two, and you see that it's up on the board, but it's not as acute and sharp as it was before. And it's like that's the way people's minds are. It's like it's almost as if their minds are being erased. And they take great pleasure in this while it's happening. And I'm like, no, I don't think so.
Well, you know what's crazy? When you say it like that, it almost makes me think of some of those science fiction movies. But I've even
Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
That, Minority Report, a bunch of them. It makes me think of, I saw an article that said social media executives. So think about adults who work at some of these companies like Facebook and so forth. They
right.
actually, it was reported that they limit the use of social media for their kids because right. they know how bad
exactly.
it is. Think
it's
about
okay
that.
For us,
think
it's
about
okay
that.
For you, but we know the real deal.
Oh my goodness!
But we're not going to let you. We're not going to let ours do it.
It's and for those who might be a Biggie Smalls fan from back in the day, he had a song and one of his lines was "Never get high on your own supply." And it's crazy to me to think that these executives are like they're basically like, "Yo, we gonna give this to y'all, but we ain't gonna mess with it."
Exactly.
And so underdogs out there, we should start to like keep our eye on. Maybe we need to cut down on this because, to your point, it's like the chalkboard, the chalk just getting slowly erased.
It is. It really is. And you can't say this to everybody.
No. And
you can't say this because they look at you and they get defensive.
Yeah, but this is real stuff. Like this isn't Gregory talking. This is research. It's addictive. It causes depression. It makes people compare themselves to me. This isn't me talking. This is the science. This is what they've been studying. People, and to your point about kids, we're literally using it to babysit now, right?
Exactly.
Here, take this tablet. Take this phone.
I see it every morning. And to see the child's hand, you know, the way they slide their hand across the screen, it's as if they did this before they came out of the womb. I swear to God, I'm just like, I'm astonished.
Well, I feel your same frustration, and hopefully there's some people who are listening right now who may not have thought about it in the same way, but now hopefully from what you just said, what I've just shared, hopefully they'll at least notice that maybe one of their spring new ideas should be cutting down how they interact with their phones, especially if they have kids.
And books. I mean, what happened to games like board games? I mean, it's just like if you have a party, right?
Yep.
And you have different, you have like, let's say for instance, like Monopoly, or you have Scrabble or whatever, and you cook food and you have people come over.
Yeah.
I mean, are you really just kicking it and you're just
yeah.
having a good time?
Well,
now, I tried to have I didn't want to kick it with some kids, but I do know a child that got angry one time with this little girl, and he took the board, and he turned the board upside down because she would not allow him to try to win. He wanted to start all over, and so since she would not let him start all over, he turns it over. That's just like a computer. I can't press the button and start over, so I'm just going to destroy the whole thing.
Mm. Deborah, I'm going to keep bringing this up here and there throughout the year, and hopefully folks heard what you had to say, because if something gets to get a comeback, it's like interaction with each other. As always, though, Deborah, I appreciate you, and thanks for reminding underdogs out there to stay off their phones.
Okay.
All right, now, talk to you.
Bye.
Bye. And that was Deborah from Manhattan saying, underdogs, interact with each other. Why are you on your phone so much? It's springtime. Forget about new resolutions. What you going to cut, complete, and continue? But we still got to talk about what we're going to continue, what stuff we're going to complete. And, of course, we're going to do it the way we do it here. We're going to mix up politics, culture, and personal development. Whew. 2 hours just ain't enough time. But we've talked so far about Toys R Us being gone. If you're not growing, you're dying. Underdogs, if you got a side hustle, you got a business you starting, or if you work at a place, if they ain't growing, they're dying. Blockbuster stopped growing, and now you Netflixing and chilling. James Way, Caldors, Woolworths, they stopped growing. Now you're going to Amazon and Walmart. Toys R Us stopped growing. And now you're going to Amazon, Walmart, maybe Target. Be mindful of what's going on with the businesses you either work for or that you're creating. If you're not innovating, if you're not growing, if you're not trying to figure out how to get better, somebody else is. And if you're not careful, you'll be gone and end up like Toys R Us or like Blockbuster. And what was your favorite toy growing up? Mine was G.I. Joe action figures and also basketball. I love basketball. I still play to this day, but that was one of my favorite toys because it meant I could get outside, go to the park, go play. And these days, as adults, a lot of folks' favorite toy, shoot, even the kids, a lot of their favorite toys are these phones. And what's on the phone? Social media, the internet. Folks are getting into it. And I'm saying, if you're thinking about what you're going to cut, complete, or continue this spring, forget about new resolutions. What are you going to cut, continue, and complete? That's how we remixing things. And I'm saying you might want to take a look at your social media use. And shout out to Nicole Renee, who says her comment on the Facebook Live was in reference to our caller, Deborah. She goes, Deborah telling them. Shout out to Nicole Renee. And obviously shout out to Deborah from Manhattan, letting us all know we need to think a little more about how we're using these phones. Use them less. Interact with each other. All right. Oh, speaking of things that are gone, Strawbridge and Clojure, for those who are Philadelphians, they can relate to that. Daryl mentions, remember that one's gone. And Daryl says one of the things he wants to complete this spring is some house renovations. We're going to talk about some things I want to complete. Actually, let's get into complete. Although I just want to mention real quick why we might want to think about cutting or reducing social media. It's been reported by the Academy of Pediatrics that some of the things research has shown about social media, it can be addictive, it can trigger sadness and less well-being, it can drive us to compare our lives with others in mentally unhealthy ways, it can lead to jealousy, we can get caught up in the delusion of thinking about social media will actually help us interact with each other, and then it actually creates a bad cycle for us. And also sometimes people will think more friends on social media equals more friends and more social life in general, and that doesn't always happen. So, you know, yeah, there's some benefits to social media, but there are cons to it as well. And so you don't necessarily have to quit social media altogether, but it might be a good idea to at least try to take a break from it. And that's what Deborah was talking about when she called in. So I appreciate it. So speaking of complete, Daryl mentioned that he wants to complete his renovations on his house. What are some things you want to complete this spring? I know something that in politics people want to be complete. The Robert Mueller special investigation about whether Trump world was in collusion with the Russians. How many of y'all want that to be complete? Once again, basically the same thing's been going on. Although what's new is John Dow, the lead lawyer in the probe, quit the president's legal team. So one of the lead lawyers on Donald Trump's side has quit. Also, Trump has still agreed to be interviewed by the special counsel. We'll see if he actually does do that. And, you know, there's been a lot going on. And for me, that's definitely something, at least in the world of politics, I want that to be complete. I really do.
Quite simply put, sir, you cannot stop the men and women of the FBI from doing the right thing, protecting the American people and upholding the Constitution.
I mean, you say that, but from what I'm hearing, Trump may actually fire all the people related to this special counsel. Maybe it'll be complete in a way that's incomplete. You know what I'm saying? Like, it'll stop, but it's not really complete. But as always, number 45 has something to say.
Well, again, John, there has been no collusion between the Trump campaign and Russians, or Trump and Russians. No collusion. When I watch you interviewing all the people leaving their committees, I mean, the Democrats are all running for office and they're trying to say this, that. But bottom line, they all say there's no collusion, and there is no collusion.
There you have it. It's kind of like if I get pulled over for speeding and the cop comes to the window and I say to the cop, "You shouldn't have pulled me over. I was not speeding. You can have a good day now. I'm going to continue mine." You can't police yourself. But that's Donald Trump letting us know that he is not guilty. We'll see if that turns out to be the case. What are you going to complete this spring? I'm going to complete my taxes this spring. I was a little late last year. This year I want to actually be on time and get all that stuff wrapped up, because I can't have a new resolution of being good with money and yet I still got to get my taxes done. Go make that happen. What are you going to complete? Dow's going to complete renovations on his home. And he also wants to see Trump completely out of office. I want to see this Russian investigation complete. I'm ready for it to end. But I don't want it to end in like somebody gets fired way. I just want it to be wrapped up. Like, this thing's about going on a year. I'm like, how long are you going to take? It's taking forever. Please. I want to complete my taxes before April 15th, and I want this investigation to be over before April 15th. I only think one of those two things is going to happen, and maybe Darryl will complete his renovations by then too, but otherwise, unfortunately, I don't think this whole investigation is going to be over. Let me know, what are you going to cut? What are you going to complete? Now, let's talk about what you're going to continue. Everybody wants to add new resolutions, but there's plenty of stuff to continue. And recently, one of the things that I would like to see continue is continue to see the youth, young adults, and kids out there letting their voices be heard. And a lot of that happened recently related to the March for Our Lives.
My friends and I might still be 11, and we might still be in elementary school, but we know life isn't equal for everyone, and we know what is right and wrong. We also know that we stand in the shadow of the Capitol, and we know that we have 7 short years until we too have the right to vote. So I am here today to honor the words of Toni Morrison. If there is a book that you want to read, but it hasn't been written yet, you must be the one to write it. I urge everyone here and everyone who hears my voice to join me in telling the stories that aren't told. To honor the girls, the women of color who were murdered at disproportionate rates in this nation. I urge each of you to help me write the narrative for this world and understand so that these girls and women are never forgotten. Thank you.
And that was 11-year-old Naomi. Let me make sure I get her name correct. Naomi Wadler, speaking at the March for Our Lives. And when I think about some of the things I want to see continue, I want to continue to see the youth, the kids, the young adults out there speaking up for themselves. Also challenging us adults to do more and do better. I want to continue to see that we bring up things like race. You know, it's been interesting to watch how there's been a certain level of compassion and care about the opioid epidemic, but didn't always feel like there was the same compassion and care when there was a crack epidemic. There's been violence in schools around the country, oftentimes in urban areas, oftentimes in minority communities, which haven't always seemed to have gotten the same attention. But I love the fact that at least you have folks like Naomi, you have folks like some of the students from Parkland in Florida that have mentioned that this is an opportunity for us to look at school safety, to look at violence and gun reform that is inclusive of all Americans that have been impacted by it. I want that to continue. And just as a bit of a recap for those who may not have been following, there were thousands who ended up marching in Washington for a March for Our Lives protest to advocate for gun control and school safety. And there also were marches referred to as sibling marches that happened around the country. And the motto and the hashtag for this whole movement is hashtag never again. And so, you know, a lot of this was sparked recently by the murder of 17 folks at Parkland, in Parkland, Florida, at a school, high school there. So let me know, what are you going to continue? I want to continue to see folks speak up and speak up for all. And I want to see, speaking of complete, I want to see us complete some type of legislation, some policies that help us move in the right direction. I know there's no magic solution to mental health and to violence and to guns, but there are steps that can be seen as helpful as opposed to those that just kind of have us just keep things the status quo. What are your thoughts? What are some things you want to see complete, not just in, or things you want to see continue, not just in politics or the culture, but in your personal life? What are you going to continue? I often talk about the fact that as underdogs, life isn't neat, right? It's not this every 12 months we get to start anew. It's not this that we have a 9-to-5 job. Sometimes we're working multiple jobs. We're doing stuff on the weekends. Our journey is not traditional, so don't think that you can follow the same path of the mainstream and have new resolutions every 12 months. That's not how we roll. But there's probably some things that you started last year or the year before that, that you get to continue. Like I said, Netflix took them 13 years of the same resolution, 13 straight years. We're going to be Blockbuster. We're going to be Blockbuster. We're going to be Blockbuster. They didn't come up with new resolutions. They stuck with the same one for 13 years. Until Blockbuster, gone! Amazon, stuck with the same resolution 10 plus years. How can we be the number one online retailer? How can we be the number one online retailer? How can we be the number one online retailer? 10 straight years, same resolution, continue. And then guess what? Companies like Toys R Us, gone! Guess what? Amazon, now number one online retailer after 10 plus years of the same resolution. Kevin Durant wanted to be a champion. Year one, didn't happen. Same resolution. Year two, didn't happen. Same resolution. Year three, year four, year five, six, seven, eight, nine. Same resolution. How can I be a champion? And then finally it happened. Same resolution. He continued it for 9 years until it happened. Shout out to the reigning champion and finals MVP and one of my favorite basketball players, Kevin Durant. Forget about your new resolutions for right now. What's something that you get to continue? I want these kids to be out here continuing to voice their opinion. Be out here like Naomi Wilder, speaking up for a movement that is inclusive of all folks. I'm going to continue to do this show because I ain't done yet. We just getting started. We got more underdogs to reach. What are you going to continue this spring, to spring forward? Let's go to the phone lines. Name it, where you calling from?
We're calling from Harlem.
Harlem, and your name is?
And my name is James.
James from Harlem, talk to me.
Gregory, niece, I'm having a problem with the march and the children. But Doctor, you know, maybe it's incorrect, but I'm having a problem. Okay, our children need to be supervised. All right, the march is very good. But then at the end of the day, they can't vote, you see? And all the effects, my opinion, that might be brought on by their activism will be delayed until after they're actually able to vote.
Hey,
I don't know. You know, I don't know what your feeling is on that.
I think that it's a fair concern about, in a way, certain amount of delayed gratification or the fact that some of those youth won't be able to vote. But I think oftentimes when we think about the spirit of protest, they're oftentimes one of the initial things protests do are to bring awareness to things.
Yes, absolutely.
And so I think, especially as underdogs, sometimes if we can't do it ourselves, then we get to go reach out and get support. We get to have our voice be heard and not stay silent. And so I think at least what I can learn from them is that sometimes if I need an assist or if I need some support, I can either stay quiet or I can say something. And so they've just chosen to say something in hopes of that if there are people who get to vote that actually agree with them, that maybe they can be the difference or the energy to get those folks to go out and do something on their behalf. And so I'm never mad at folks for wanting to speak up and then look to bring awareness and maybe drive others to action if they can't take those actions themselves.
Hello, which is a correct point. I think, I'm not sure because I didn't read all the article, that they did have a voters registration drive.
They did.
And that is what we actually had to have happen continually. You know, my belief is, you know, all politics is local, and I'll let you go after this.
Mm-hmm.
We have to begin. All right, if we want them to be activists, if we want them to be a conscious group of individuals that we send to not, you know, maybe the crisis-type situation, but just send to a community affair or maybe even the city council, you see, I think that activism has to be total. And that, you know, we have to begin to teach, as, you know, we would say about our current events, we would have to be able to teach that as a lesson plan. And I'll leave it at that. You know, and that never again, I mean, you know, that is the statement of the Jewish Defense League. I don't know if you can do it and then, you know, I mean, my feelings, and I'll leave it, because that is their slogan.
Hey, and
I don't know who came up with that without researching. Okay, I like your show.
Hey, man, I appreciate you, James from Harlem. Thank you for calling in, and please do it again.
Surely. I'm listening even if I don't.
All right, now, I appreciate you, James.
Peace and blessings.
Thank you. And that was James from Harlem. And I think it's a valid question, you know, about it's one thing to protest, and then it's another thing to also take actions with policy changes and voting. And he reminds me of a social media post I saw yesterday related to the March for Our Lives. And I forget who posted it, but it was on my timeline. And it said their favorite picture from the march was one that talked about, it was a sign that talked about getting people to register to vote. And so I do think awareness is good and part of the journey. And obviously taking action is how we bring it full circle. And James makes one other good point. Obviously the youth cannot vote because they're under 18, but there are a lot of youth who are in that, let's call it 18 to 30 something range, and often referred to as millennials. And I heard an interesting stat that millennials is, I believe, the largest possible voting block. Like, they have the most amount of eligible voters. However, they don't always come to the polls. I believe in presidential elections, about 50% of millennials turn out. And then in midterm elections, like the ones coming up in 2018, later this year, only about 20-something percent of those millennials show up. So I think it is a valid point from James. I love the energy. I love the awareness that's being sparked. And now, millennials, along with everybody else, because millennials ain't the only people who don't always show up and show out at the polls, but it's an opportunity for those youth to now be heard in November of this year in their local and state elections. With that, I believe we might have another phone call. And let me see if I can make this work. Name where you're calling from.
Hey, Greg. This is Barry.
Hey, Barry. Talk to me.
Hey, man. How did you let him get away with that? I mean, I didn't understand anything about that. I mean, it sounds like hurry up and wait, if you ask me.
Well, and hopefully you heard my point, is that we don't have to hurry up and wait. Folks get to go out and have their voices be heard, whether they can vote or not.
Yeah, but in this particular manner, this incident that's going on right now, this is not about political correct thing. This is responding to outrage that's long overdue, a response. And in Wake Forest, they see a process of, you know, hurry up and wait and go through this here. Oh, fold your hands and be a good boy and girl about this here and walk a chalk line. Nothing gets done. This is the object of it, you know, of the protest, because nothing was getting done. After children was getting just slayed. These children, they didn't say never again. They said enough is enough. I mean, I don't know how he got away with that. This is serious, man. This is talking about life. This is not talking about, you know, just school events and we marching to demonstrate. No, this is almost, it's like the only thing that these children can do. And if we wait for these children to get gray haired and canes and wheelchairs to contribute, then none of it makes any sense.
Yeah, I think that's fair. And you know, we keep the phone lines open for everybody to join in. And the point I wanted to make was this idea of, as you heard, I don't think that anyone has to wait. And I think the point you made, which I probably made this a couple weeks ago, which would have been good to bring up during the call, which is we often say, I remember growing up, the phrase, stay out of grown folks' business.
Yeah.
You can stay out of grown folks' business when grown folks are handling their business.
And they're handling their business.
But when we're not.
Grown folks need help too also.
Yes.
This is, we need help.
And they are coming to help. And to your point, this is their
business.
That's
right. And if we just sit back and just try to do this on our, a lot of us is getting winded. We getting, you know, we getting cooked, and we got other things to do. And you see how they coming at the children. If you stay out of school, oh, we going to school. You're going to punish you. This is what we up against, and this is not, you know, this is all hands on deck kind of scenario. This is not nothing to play with.
No, it's not. And one other point I'll add too is, historically, and not just in the U.S., but around the world,
that's right,
most movements have been started by the energy of our youth.
You should have informed him about this.
But that's why. But that's why we do this together. You now I'm getting right, to like, okay, get it. Come on, and it's here now.
I hope he called back. I hope he called back.
We're here now.
I hope he called back and explained himself, because we are listening.
We're here now, you know, and thank you for reminding me to make those points, which is yes, indeed, man. I appreciate you, Barry.
You're not alone, brother.
Hey,
you know that.
I know, and I always feel you, and I appreciate you. And that was Barry from Money Earning Mount Vernon. You know, I love the underdogs that go on the journey. Deborah, Barry, Will, James, Nicole, Renee, Daryl, a bunch of you. I wish I could name you all right now, but then I might just be talking names for the rest of the show. Shout out to Daryl on the Facebook Live, who says, how messed up are we as a society that the kids have to take care of what we failed to straighten out 20 years ago when Columbine happened? Yeah. Shout out to Daryl. Shout out to Barry. Clearly, folks who believe that the time is now. And it also reminds me of this idea of one of my favorite mantras, which is everyone in our lives is both we get to be both students and teachers with. And that goes for our youth. We can be teachers to them, but we can also be students to them, and vice versa. They can be teachers to us, and we can be students to them, and so forth. So shout out to Naomi for that moving speech, that energy, and her hopefully getting some adults to get into action. Oh my goodness, I'm supposed to take a break. Phone lines keep lighting up. I'm going to take this phone call, then we'll go to break, and then we'll come back for the big finish to the show. Name where you're calling from.
How you doing? Brooklyn of the Bronx, excuse me.
Oh, and what's your name?
Randy Jones. Remember me last week?
Yes, indeed. Hold on. Let me show you what I remember. Randy, who lives in the Bronx, but is from Brooklyn.
Exactly.
See, I remember. Talk to me, Randy.
I went back to my roots yesterday. Went back to Brooklyn. Yeah, I was nominated one of my films for the People's Choice Awards yesterday in entertainment, you know. And I got they gave me two, like, certificate awards for my film.
Hey, congratulations. And what's the name of the film?
A Great Disappointment.
Awesome. Well, it's good to see underdogs out there doing stuff in the film world, because the arts are a way that we get to tell messages, move people. So shout out to you for making that happen.
Yes. And like I said, one of your disc jockeys is in a couple of my movies. Mr. Diamond Jim. He works at WACR. He comes on Fridays.
Yes, indeed. Fridays from at 3:30, I believe, in the afternoon.
3:30, yes. He comes on. Which I talked about today. I just turned in.
Cool. So we've just been talking about actually a lot of stuff about the kids who've been driving the protests and the March for Our Lives. We've been talking about the fact that if you're not growing, you're dying. So you'll end up like Toys R Us and be gone if you don't figure things out. We've been talking about the fact that we love using social media, but it's probably bad for us. We might want to cut some of that stuff out of our lives.
If you're not growing, you're dying. So you end up like Toys R Us.
Yep.
Well, first of all, I want to say my condolences go out to the relatives of the founder of Toys R Us,
yes,
who recently passed.
Yes, okay? Indeed.
He brought many smiles to many kids, even myself, when I was a kid. Even now, I still like going to Toys R Us. Okay?
Yes. And
I believe in longevity, like 7-Eleven, 24/7, like marriage. Okay? I believe that things should continue to go on. Now, for all these kids and these protesters, I would say like this. It's cute that they're doing what they're doing, but it doesn't really have no value to a degree like it did back in the 60s and the 50s and the 70s and the 80s and stuff like that. When we protested back then, not to sound old, I'm still young, 47, but when we protested back then, we did it for a meaning, okay? We had the Black Panther movement. We had all kinds of things. You know, it was different back then, okay? Today, they just want to be heard. They just want to be seen, okay?
Well, I will address that in a second, but as always, I am always grateful for your phone calls, because now you're becoming a regular listener and caller.
Exactly. You need that. Come on now. I gotta make you bigger than 98.7. Come on now.
Hey,
I gotta get you out there. You know, I love the station. I came out there a couple of times. You know, your show, Mad Love and everything. I love the station.
Hey man, we appreciate you. And shout out, what's the name of your movie one more time?
A Great Disappointment.
Also, and then please also listen to WHCR all the time, but also specifically at 3:30 on Friday, since that's is another good show.
I like your persona. You know, I'm casting people for my new movie, and I could pretty much see you as a radio disc jockey in my film. You know, get you in there, then talk to Tyler Perry, have you in one of his movies. You know, you got a long way to go, bro. You got a book coming out. You got everything. You know, good things about to happen for you, man.
Hey, man, I appreciate you. And, hey, we it sounds like our paths are going to get to cross some more.
Exactly. Hey, call this brother in. He's a good guy, okay? State your opinion, okay? Don't curse it. You'll never be able to get on the station again.
All right, now, hey, man, always appreciate you. And that's Randy from the BX by way of Brooklyn.
Randy from Brooklyn.
Randy from
the
Brooklyn.
Project.
Yes, indeed. Appreciate you, man. Take care.
I'll call back, man. Love you, bro. You're a good guy.
All right, now, take care. All right. That was Randy calling in. Now, one thing I do want to address is, you know, he talked about maybe that this movement is different than movements from the 60s and so forth. And I have a cautionary tale for folks. One of my things, you know, that I do in the world is I'm a business consultant. I'm also a leadership coach and also do some life coaching. And oftentimes when talking to people, one of the things that can be a challenge is that someone will tell someone how they feel. And sometimes people be dismissive, like, oh, that's not that bad. And then they'll pile on by saying to someone on top of that, yo, it's not that bad. They'll go, well, it's not as bad as I had it. I don't want us to be dismissive of how people feel. And I also don't want us to compare pains to pains, because this isn't a competition. And I believe for a lot of these kids and youth that were marching is that they are fearful for their lives. They want to live to see another day. And for them, it is meaningful and not to be compared or to be dismissed. And so I want us to continue to keep an open mind about how do we make things better. And I don't even know. Let's not go after these kids. They're out there doing their thing. You know, I played the clip of Naomi, who to me is an 11-year-old who it does matter to her. And she wasn't here in the 60s. She can only fight for and do what's happening to her in her moment. And she's seizing it. And a lot of these kids are. And I'm proud of them. Shout out to all the callers. We've had a range of thoughts and perspectives, but always a lot of energy. And I appreciate each of you. Also, shout out to the folks who let their fingers do the talking today. Tuning in on Facebook Live at facebook.com/GregoryNeesmith. And you know what I love to do here, spread special stuff and fight for underdogs to rediscover how special we are in the world. As always, I'm touched by all the interaction, both over the phone and online. And always like to close with a couple thoughts. which are, you know, if you're not growing, you're dying. And it sounds a bit extreme, but figuratively speaking, if you don't keep innovating, whether it's your side hustle, your main hustle, or where you work, then you're going to end up gone. We don't want that. Also, we talked about New Year's resolutions. Underdogs, we don't got time for that. We out here making stuff happen, and it's not always so neatly packed in a 9-to-5 Monday through Friday job, or so neatly packed in 12 calendar months, and then each year we can start something new on January 1st. Our life doesn't always unfold that way. I know mine doesn't. So the fact that 80% of New Year's resolutions fail by spring, cool, got it. All right, that happened. Now what? And so the now what is, go see your doctor, because without your health, you can't make any resolutions happen. Get some professional support. I love my family and friends, but it also helps to have therapists or coaches. And things like that are affordable. There's clinics. There's sometimes our jobs have free services we can use, but use them. And then lastly, I talk about no new resolutions. Figure out what you're going to cut, complete, and continue. And I'm going to continue showing up here on Sundays and bringing you the Gregory Neesmith Show. And then during the week, we got a podcast on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Podomatic, all that stuff. And then lastly, one of the things I want to see continue is the youth out here handling grown folks' business if we ain't handling it. But more importantly, I think like Barry said, we're all in this together. So kids can be both students and they can be teachers. And in this case, I want the kids and the youth to keep doing their part, because oftentimes any movement that has happened both in the U.S. and around the world is oftentimes been led by the energy of underdogs that are oftentimes young adults and youth. So with that, we come to the close. Thank you to all the underdogs, to the listeners, the callers, folks on Facebook Live. Shout out to the team that makes it happen behind the scenes. Megan, my producer, Kayla, my editor. As always, podcasts will be available Monday, Wednesday, Friday on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, Google Play. And thank you for making it one of the top 25 podcasts in society and culture category out of thousands because of you listening and downloading it. Also, if you'd like to watch, go to Gregory Neesmith, search that on YouTube, and you'll see the video of all the past shows. And as always, if you've listened to this show before, this is no secret. You know how I'm going to end the show. And I'm going to end it with my favorite quote. Underdogs, can't nobody do it. I mean nobody. Can't nobody do it like you do it. Nobody. Peace.